Today on Castle Country Focus, we have Chris Watkins, our representative, and on the last day of the session. So thank you, Chris, for taking the time and visiting with us.
Oh, you're welcome. I love to be able to tell everybody what's going on.
Well, pretty soon you won't have anything going on. What will you do with yourself?
Well, already I'm booked for a lot of speaking engagements and telling people, you know, what we did up here or didn't do. So we'll still be busy, not quite as busy, but still have things to do.
Yeah, yeah. So what caught your interest in the last couple of days?
Well, last night the Senate passed House Bill 265, which is the car safety inspection bill, and so they're done. I don't know exactly when it goes into effect, but there will be no more car safety inspections in Utah.
At all? No inspections? You just don't have to get your car looked at?
Nope. Now, in the big cities, not in our area, they still have to do the emissions test because of their air quality issues. But in our area, we've never done that. And so we've always just done the safety inspections, and they're dead. So I'll have to look at it to see if it becomes an effect when the governor signs it or if there's a certain date. That I don't know, but I'll find that out so that when I speak to groups, I can let you know on our little wrap up next week.
Typically, it's the 1st of July, unless there's a specific date mentioned in
right.
the bill.
Right, and a lot of these have had specific dates in them. So you just never know. You have to be aware of what the bill is and read what it states.
So you're saving me $15 every couple of years.
Yes.
Okay.
I know. Just don't spend it all in one place.
All right.
And another one that they did last night was they voted to mandate to make 18 to 21-year-olds, as soon as they're 21, they don't have to wear motorcycle helmets when they're on their motorcycle.
Really?
Yes. They had all these statistics about this age group is particularly vulnerable, and it's just costing so much money in whether they live through it or not, in all the things that are involved in these accidents. And of course, we, like I said before, we have a lot of doctors on the Hill. We didn't have that the first go around for me. There wasn't a doctor to be found. And now we have one in the Senate. We've got like four in the House. And so they're the ones that are very outspoken about the data about how your brain is fully formed for decision making, et cetera, et cetera. And they were pretty outspoken that 18 to 20-year-olds need a little bit more time, and we want them to live long enough that they can make that decision when they're 21.
So for after 21, we don't care whether they go out and get killed or not.
Yeah, well, we do care, but
all right, I'm
we have
sorry.
Not yet mandated that. So yeah, you know, then we're going to give them their personal freedom, and we're just hoping that they've acquired the habit of wearing a helmet. And so, I mean, we all know people that have been saved by wearing a helmet, and it doesn't always even save you, because sometimes those accidents are so, I don't know, powerful, you know, and that you just don't live through them. And but it was a lot of evidence and passed the House and the
Senate. Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I'm impressed with little kids that are riding their bikes, and they have helmets on. The parents are having to put helmets on. And I, you know, certainly we never did that when we were that age. But I can see that's good for the kids. So
right. And, you know, like they said, you can break an arm and a leg and have all sorts of other issues, and they're fairly easy, or, you know, can have surgery, be repaired. But when you damage your brain, a lot of times it just never comes back the way, so that you're not the same person.
Yeah, it's a one-way street.
Yeah, yeah. So we're very concerned. This is not a mean-spirited bill. This is, we love you, we care about you, and we want you to stay around.
Yes. Okay. What other things going? Those are interesting.
Well, we had some language in our health curriculum. We have removed some language in there, and I'm trying to find the exact language. And it's where we cannot say anything against when they're teaching health and stuff about homosexuality. In other words, the only thing that they can talk about is abstinence before marriage and fidelity after, end of conversation. So a lot of the Equality Utah people are very happy about that. It doesn't target any groups that they can say don't do this or don't do that. It's just abstinence before marriage and fidelity after.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, as a former employee of the state, we got a 2% raise.
Yes, you did. Or they did.
They did.
You didn't, because you're not there anymore.
Nope.
But they got a 2% raise. And for people who take the most common health coverage plan, and it's the family plan. It's not a single or a couple. It's the family plan. They also get a reduction of a couple of $100 in their premiums. So there are going to be some people very happy about that. All state employees have not had much of anything for quite a while. And so when some of this extra money came in and was available, they put that in there for the employees.
A 2% raise plus a reduction in health insurance.
That's that certain group, it's pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, we're very
pay.
Pleased. Yeah. And one thing, I had a lot of people comment about this, and of course a lot of others throughout the state. And, you know, outdoor retailers left the state, or, you know, said they're just not going to do this. Well, the leadership have put $1 million aside to try and lure them back to the state in their program. A lot of the outdoor retailers are not happy that they're not coming back to Utah. And so apparently we're going to try and renegotiate. So stay tuned on that one.
Really? So maybe they're, well, that's what negotiation is about then, huh?
Right. So it says there could be a reconciliation, but, you know, it just depends on how firm that they are in doing that, in going away. So, and then today I'll be speaking for a bill to help Wellington City with some financial help from when the taxing code changed in 2008, where a lot of mining and other manufacturing things are not taxed. And so they took a huge hit because they don't have a big tax base.
Yeah.
So Senator Hinkins has a bill, and it passed the Senate, and I'll be speaking to it on the floor today.
Wow, yeah, that about sunk Wellington City when that happens years ago.
Yeah, it did.
Particularly with Joy Manufacturing. That's really where it all boiled down to.
Yeah, well, that's because that was their big tax base.
Yes.
And so they've had 5 years of about an extra $50,000 a year to help them. I can't remember exactly, you know, have to read the bill. I've got to read it to speak to it today. And so we're going to ask for another 5 years.
Well, I hope that happens. Well,
yeah,
Chris,
I do too.
Thank you for taking the time and visiting with us today. And good luck on your, you'll be done at midnight.
Yes, if not before. We may even be done a little bit before. So.
Well.
So I'll be coming home tomorrow.
Thank you again.
All righty. Have a good day.
You Bye-bye. Too. Bye.